Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog is dated April 26, 2024, and is titled, Why an Attitude of Gratitude Rocks. I firmly believe that perspective is everything and that God's perspective is the best. That's what I want, as much as I can get it in this lifetime. I want His perspective of both myself and Himself. When I capture this perspective, life seems utterly simple, pleasant, peaceful, and free. There's a secret technique I've been practicing that gets me to that transcendent place I'm referring to here. Paul wrote about it, 2 Corinthians 10:5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Here's the Message translation for amplification's sake of 2 Corinthians 10:5. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. In my daily walk, this is a fantastic technique to snap me out of getting weighed down by life. It's the method I use to take temptations and send them packing. It's like a spiritual pooper scooper, LOL. Whenever something stinky enters my mind, I immediately say, take that thought captive to Christ. I do this recognizing it for what it is, an attempt from one of my enemies, the world, flesh, or Satan, to ruin the peace Christ has given to me to enjoy, John 14:27, and I'm delivered. It's awesome. I'm so grateful to God for equipping me with the power to resist temptation meant to bring me down. John 4:23 to 24 reads, But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. God wants you to worship Him all day, every day, as a way of life. The more you understand His truth, the more grateful you are. The more grateful you are, the more you desire to worship Him. This is what it means to walk by the Spirit. Essentially, it means to live a life of worship, which begins with a life of gratitude. Galatians 5:16 reads, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Rather, you will, quote, take every thought captive to obey Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Walking by the Spirit means walking in God's truth. It means deflecting temptations to abandon said truth as they arrive. It means being forever motivated by a sense of gratitude for His grace. It's amazing. Colossians 3:15 through 17 reads, And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reads, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. An attitude of gratitude is a way of life, not just a once-in-a-while strategy that you rely on when times get bad. It's an I'm going to take every thought captive to Christ attitude. It sets you free to enjoy your life. Psalm 118:24 reads, This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is a good day for the one who lives in gratitude towards God. Psalm 107:1 reads, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Every day is a new day to worship God in spirit and truth. Ephesians 5:18b through 21, But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Giving thanks always and for everything, to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. When you live a life of gratitude, life becomes like a song. It's contagious too. You sing your way through it in good times and bad because you never lose sight of God's grace. To you, nothing else matters but to worship God, bringing glory to Him in the process. That's a very powerful place to be in this world, my friend. And that's precisely where our loving Father in heaven wants us, in His saving arms. Psalm 50:23 reads, "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.